Love ya.
Love you too. Hello.
Hello. We've got disconnected. This is Asia from customer service.
Yeah. It's okay. I don't want to mess with you no more. You scammed me. You took my $100.
Okay, and I was trying to see where that money came from so we can see what we can do for you and to see if you can possibly get your money back. But I can't do anything if you don't provide me with the right information. The last result was the email address.
Yeah, but I done closed the credit card account. You scammed me and I closed the credit card account, so you can't send it back to me anyway unless you send me a check. And I know you're not going to send me a check.
Okay, we do checks. They do take 30 days to come to you. If that's the case. But I can't look up any information if you just hang up or something like that, or you don't provide me with the right information. But I mean, when you get a hold of that bottle, just call that customer service number on the back, and they'll send you to the right place.
Yeah, the customer service number is called HQ Lab.
I'm sorry, you said HQ Lab?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the customer service number to where you can call back. Is it the same one as this one?
No.
It's not?
No.
Okay, so call that number, and that's probably the number because, like I stated, sometimes it's a human error. They'll put the wrong number or too many numbers sometimes.
No, I don't believe you. I believe that this is the right number. You just don't want to do it. So I'm hanging
I mean,
up.
If
don't
I could,
call me back.
If I could help you, I would. But thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.